This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Lawmakers remain locked in a four-day cycle of consecutive votes for U.S. House Speaker on Friday as top Republican Kevin McCarthy failed to rally a majority 13 times in a row. By Friday afternoon, McCarthy was slowly gaining supporters, flipping several of the 20 hardline holdouts to his side, but six fellow Republicans still voted against him, leaving him just three votes short of winning the Speaker's gavel. The House is set to reconvene in about 2 hours at 10 p.m. Washington time to continue the effort. The party's weaker-than-expected gains in November midterm elections left them with a narrow 10-seat majority, giving outsized power to Republicans who oppose McCarthy's leadership. U.S. President Joe Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on Friday, with an award ceremony that honored law enforcement officers who defended the building, as well as lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. During the attack, supporters of former President Donald Trump broke through police barricades at the Capitol and entered the building in order to try and block the certification of the results of the 2020 presidential election. Trump had argued without evidence that the election was stolen from him by voter fraud. And the U.S. on Friday issued new sanctions targeting suppliers of Iranian drones that Washington says have been used to target civilian infrastructure in Ukraine during its conflict with Russia. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved a drug that modestly slows Alzheimer's disease. APZ Donahue has the story.
It's called Leqembi, also known as lecanemab. It's designed specifically for those with mild or early stage Alzheimer's. Dr. Sam Gandy at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital says it focuses on amyloid material that builds up in the brain.
There's a particular type of amyloid called the oligomer that's especially toxic or especially poisonous. And lecanemab is targeted toward that particular most toxic species.
The delay in cognitive decline brought about by the drug likely amounts to just several months.
We don't know what rate they would have progressed if they hadn't gotten the medication. So it's in terms of whether the drug buys them 5 months or so, it's hard to know how people can relate to that.
There can be side effects. Experts say Leqembi is not a cure, but it does slow the progression of Alzheimer's. I'm Ed Donahue.
A United Nations report says global food prices hit a record high in 2022. AP correspondent Norman Hall has that story.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oils were the highest on record last year, even after falling for 9 months in a row. Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors drove up inflation and worsened hunger worldwide. The FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, dipped by 1.9% in December from a month earlier. But for the whole year, it averaged 143.7 points, more than 14% above the 2021 average, which also saw large increases. I'm Norman Hall.
Kenyan police said Friday they'd arrested a suspect in the killing of an LGBTQ rights campaigner whose body was discovered by the road in the Rift Valley earlier this week. The crime has sparked national outrage. A police official said a suspect is in custody, someone who's believed to have been a longtime friend of the victim. The Kenya Human Rights Commission urged police to conduct swift investigations and ensure the killers are apprehended and prosecuted. Mali's junta leader on Friday pardoned all 49 Ivorian soldiers whose arrest in July triggered a bitter diplomatic dispute just a week after the courts sentenced them. On December 30th, 46 soldiers were sentenced to 20 years in prison. Three women among the original 49 who had been freed in early September received death sentences in absentia. The court proceedings came in the run-up to a January 1st deadline set by leaders from ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, for Mali to release the soldiers. Marissa Mel-